Within 2 weeks, around 8 bombs have fallen on Sake, causing considerable material and human damage, says Joseph Kitimba, a resident of the city. He says that the bombing that caused the most damage was one that fell in the quarter of Mayuta, which killed a 12-year-old girl and wounded 6 people. The explosions are causing insecurity in the city, which is about 27 kilometers west of Goma, the capital of North Kivu province. And the blasts are increasing the hunger that set in after M23 rebels occupied the surrounding areas. In Daniel Kamala's family, eating even once a day has become a matter of survival. He says the bombs are the primary cause of insecurity. Nothing is going well here in Sake because many families are underfed and the food production and delivery networks that's used to feed Sake no longer produce anything. Also, all roads linking Sake to Kichanga and Masisi are blocked, which is causing serious problems. He says that in his family, they are struggling to find enough to eat. Leopold Mwisha, the president of Savage Society in the Kamuronza district, calls on the government to strengthen efforts to protect civilians and secure the city. The M23's closest stronghold to Goma. He says the population of Sake is in a state of psychosis. Sake has received more than 80,000 internally displaced people, so they are asking the government to take all necessary steps to protect Sake and surrounding areas, especially as the enemy's objective is to cut off Sake Bukavu Road, so people are exhausted, which will work against the government during negotiations. Fighting between the M23 and the DRC army has intensified in recent days in the Karuba and Mushaki hills overlooking Sake. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi.